trouble in the Middle East isn't stopping Christian television. A youth literature distribution ministry is helping commemorate Rwanda's genocide with good news. And used Christian literature is helping youth outreach in Mexico. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Iran has thumbed its nose at the world about its nuclear program. Threats from the government have countries like Israel on edge. Despite them, Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, continues airing programs with no plans of stopping. As Sat-7 celebrates its 10th anniversary in a few weeks, Sat-7's Debbie Brink says many people are watching.
We are talking to Christians. We are very clear about what it means to be a Christian. Our research shows that probably 70% of the responses that we get are coming from a non-Christian background, and many are responding.
With so much uncertainty, many are looking for answers. As Sat-7 gets ready to celebrate 10 years, Brink says growth is planned in several areas.
One is to spin off our children's program, Asanable. We want to start a whole channel just for children. And then the second one would be to spin off our Farsi and Turkish broadcast.
An anniversary broadcast airs May 31st. Next, it took 100 days to see 1 million die in Rwanda's genocide in 1994. This year, it's going to take 100 days to share eternal life with 2 million school-aged young people through the Book of Hope. Book of Hope's Randy Young says they had to train nationals to do the work.
They trained in a period of 4 weeks over 500 nationals, province by province, through the 12 provinces, to do the work. So we actually print, develop the books, and then resource the National Church to reach their own kids.
Jeremy and Ashley West spearheaded it. Jeremy tells us the response was phenomenal, evidenced by their distribution and showing of the film God Man in one village.
Our team was in one of the provinces called Butare, where we distributed over 15,000 books. And during that week period, they showed the God Man. We showed that to about 3,000 students, and we know that we had about 1,000 solid who made commitments to serve Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Jesus film is reaching a misunderstood group of people with the story of Christ. Doug Schusted with the Jesus Film Project says 10 sign language versions have been created with more in process. He says visual is the key to reaching the deaf.
As with any Jesus film, we try to do it in the heart language of that people group. And for the deaf, the heart language is signing, and that is how you meet people where they're at, by showing the Jesus film in their heart language. And so if we do it in a sign language, we will be able to reach that deaf population.
Their isolation makes many in the deaf community more open to the gospel, and Schusted says support is needed.
These people need to be reached, and they are open. And so that is one of the things that we'd like, you know, see more of this happen. But in order for it to happen, people have to get behind it. The deaf community has to get behind it.
And finally, MNN's Ruth Bliss tells us about Christian Resources International's impact on ministry in Mexico.
27 kids gathered in the living room of independent missionaries Jesse and Jenny Navarro for an English class on Wednesday. Daughter Jessica Navarro sometimes teaches this class. She explains why they do it.
There's so much poverty, so much tradition involved that they're stuck.
Jessica says that the classes are another aspect of their ministry. Because they're a distribution center, they're constantly in need of food, clothing, and evangelical Spanish literature donations.
Christian Resources has given us material to help them to read. Sometimes we have worksheets from the books that they provide to give to them, and they say the name out loud in English. We say it in Spanish, and they get to know it better.
For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss, Why Miss Mexico.
Book donations and funding can help duplicate this in other areas of the world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.